Borden. The Borden Museum held their annual meeting recently. On the board are President Karen Kerr, Vice President Eleanor Walton, Secretary Brenda Tumbach, Treasurer Ruben Rempel and Heather Penner, Stu Walton, Ed Neufeld, Elaine Gunch and Village Representative Bev Rinnick. In 2023, the museum added a dental office and renovated, so there is now much brighter lighting in the basement of the schoolhouse where the war display and local church history are displayed. One of their displays for 2024 will be clothing of yesteryear, with more to be finalized at their meeting March 19th in the schoolhouse at 7 p.m. The committee will be hosting a supper Saturday, April 13th at 5 p.m. in the Borden Community Center with the theme Celebrating Our Farming Community. Admission is by donation and there will be a silent auction. Over 80 from the Borden and Radisson Senior Clubs were invited to Langham Saturday, March 9th for supper and a program. There was a tip jar on each table for the W.W. Brown Drama Club, who had helped with setting up and washing dishes. After the blessing and a great meal, the entertainment for the evening, Rachel Dean and Memory Lane of Saskatoon, were introduced. Heather Penner from Borden won the 50-50 jackpot of $219.25, and two of the door prizes came home with Ann Lennon of Borden and Lisa Rasher of Radisson. The Borden Community Center Preservation Committee are having a luncheon on Friday, March 15, from 11:30 a.m. to 1 p.m., in the Borden Community Center with stew, soup and all the extras to raise funds for new flooring in the center. Celtic Country will be providing music to enjoy while you dine. Admission is by donation. BCCPC will also have a spring basket raffle draw that day, and tickets can be bought at the village office or that night at the supper. Even though many of us were snowbound on March 4, those who made it out to the soup and bun luncheon at St. John's Anglican Church were generous and donated a total of $285, which went to Telemiracle. It was great to see Saskatchewan get into the finals at the Brier in Regina. But a strong Team Canada Gushue and company were not to be denied their sixth win. Hopefully, Mike McEwen can come back with Saskatchewan to try again next year and win it all.